The fight over whether electric cars are good for the long haul.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. Not since the New York Times thoroughly lambasted celebrity chef Guy Fieri's new Times Square restaurant has a Times review generated this much heat. The CEO of electric car maker Tesla Motors has now furnished electronic logs meant to show a Times reviewer went out of his way to make the Model S electric sedan look bad. It was a test of Tesla's claim that with two pit stops along the way, the car could be driven from D.C. to Boston. The Times says the car ran out of juice in Connecticut. Regular contributor Will Arimus, the tech blogger at Slate, has been following the story.
The Times reporter, whether or not he did all the things you're supposed to do, his trip makes it pretty clear that Tesla still has a long way to go to make a road trip in an electric vehicle as easy as it is in a gas vehicle.
This was a cold weather test, and the batteries aboard the car don't perform as well as in warmer weather.
Right. So supposedly the cold weather gives you a 10% penalty in terms of the range. And, you know, there are a number of factors that the two sides are arguing about in terms of what the Times reporter did do, what he didn't do. I think the bottom line, though, is that none of this should affect anyone's long-term perceptions of the potential of Tesla or electric cars. They've just started building a network of electric car charging stations. So imagine at the very advent of gasoline vehicles and gas stations, it probably was pretty hard to make a road trip back then, too. That's where we are in electric cars, and I think the Times article proves that, but it doesn't prove that we won't get there eventually in terms of making a road trip possible in a Tesla or some other electric vehicle.
Among other things, Tesla CEO Elon Musk claims the logs show the Times guy deliberately tried to drain the battery by driving around a charging station parking lot. Now, the log shows the loops added an extra 0.6 mile. The reporter is quoted saying that he was hunting for the charging place. The New York Times says it's studying the newly released logs. That massive physics experiment known as the Large Hadron Collider has just shut down ahead of an upgrade. It's more than a few memory chips or a bigger hard drive. Every piece on the complex rig, which is 17 miles in circumference along the border between Switzerland and France, will be checked or replaced. The collider won't be switched on again for 2 years.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Economist Innovation Forum, where global executives will explore how technological change is redefining the speed of business. March 28th, Berkeley, California. Innovation.economist.com. By the University of Maryland Smith School of Business, committed to transforming careers. rhsmith.umd.edu. Rigorous, collaborative, engaged. And by Kronos, offering cloud-based workforce management solutions to control labor costs, minimize compliance risk, and improve workforce productivity. More at Kronos.com. Kronos, workforce innovation that works.
There's proposed legislation in the state of Georgia that would effectively stop cities and counties from providing fast internet connections the way they provide sewer service or other utilities. If even one household already has a broadband connection in a local area, then the municipality would be prevented from building its own system. It's a nationwide fight. After the telephone and cable companies declined to build a fast fiber optic network in Lafayette, Louisiana, that city built one of its own. But internet companies have been fighting public broadband networks and have won outright bans in some states. In rural Britain, residents of the village of Arcombe in northern Lancashire were told it would be too expensive to bring fast internet their way, so they're building a fiber optic network themselves. It's called Broadband for the Rural North. It's not quite acronym, BARN. Drawing on some local tech expertise, residents got training in how to do it. Retired art teacher Harry Ball is now hooked up to an internet plenty fast enough to let him watch movies.
Because it's so sparsely populated, nobody wanted to give us a decent broadband. I mean, why would they? There's no money in it for them. A lot of local people decided that if we wanted it, we were going to have to get it ourselves. So there is a fiber optic cable that runs quite close by to the village.
You have people in the community with some technical expertise, is what you're saying.
Exactly so, yes. Yeah. So that's just that's been a great thing. And it's been a wonderful community experience because people have really, really come together. We've had some dreadful weather all the time that this has been going on. But people have kept digging trenches, which has had to do laying the cables and the ducting, and then refilling them in, and then taking each band to the house, to each individual house, and then blowing the fiber through that, and finally connecting.
What does it mean, blowing the fiber?
Well, it is actually blow the very, very fine fiber optic through the ducting, but it is actually blown through.
My goodness. And so
I know.
And so I can understand it probably doesn't take much training to learn how to dig a ditch or how to fill in a trench, but certainly splicing fiber optic cable is probably a skill.
Well, that's been good because we've had training. We've had certain people who volunteered to do this, and there are people who've been trained in the blowing of the fiber, people who've been trained in splicing in the main boxes and so on. And so we have probably, I don't know, perhaps a half a dozen people.
So you're building this local network. Is anyone already hooked up?
Yes, I'm hooked up, yeah. So what I've got now, I can download to 250 megabit.
That is very impressive. That's what I get in New Jersey.
Is it? Well, there we are. We're catching up.
What did you do, run down the right-of-way of a road? Where did you put these?
No, we had to talk to local landowners, farmers, and we had to persuade them that this was a good idea. Generally speaking, they've been jolly helpful.
How are you paying for all of this?
We can just pay. It's £150, that's all. And some of us have bought shares because I was quite interested in doing that and supporting him in that way. Of course, as we get closer to people's houses, they begin to think, well, this is on. We can do this. It's wonderful, really.
Well, Harry Ball, thank you very, very much.
Well, thank you.
Lancashire resident Harry Ball. £150 sterling is about $230, by the way. Some of what Mr. Ball and his neighbors are doing sounds a bit like the electric cooperatives that brought power to rural America. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
ICUs, intensive care units, are busy places, lots to do.
Check the patient's weight, take their blood pressure, draw blood work.
Which leaves lots that isn't done with sometimes deadly results. I'm Kai Rizdal, building a better ICU next time on Marketplace from APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.